Right now, I'm going to give you three reasons why the Rockets winning the championship, if they do it this year, would be one of the biggest titles in the history of the NBA.
Three
reasons. If the Rockets win the championship, this is going to do wonders for the legacy, the career of James Harden. He's never going to be better than Hakeem Olajuwon in Rockets fans' lore, because you would have to like win three, four, five championships. But it would allow him to stand shoulder to shoulder with Hakeem, and it would, from a national standpoint, complete his legacy. Nobody would be able to crush James Harden if he won a championship in the same time period in which the Warriors had Kevin Durant.
I wonder how he would be talked about if he had a title under his belt. Because there is a general annoyance with James Harden.
Doesn't it validate everything? It validates everything for James Harden.
James Harden is talked about around the nation. I was about to say around the league, but more it's around the nation. It's like people within the league, he has a whole bunch of respect. That's why he just won the players' vote MVP. But he's talked about mostly in terms of can't. People love to talk about what he can't do on defense, what he can't do in terms of selfless play. Like, and largely, they're narratives that are just built on things they've heard from commentators or things that they've seen on low-light reels on YouTube, but not really based on watching actual basketball. And that's frustrating, and I can see why, like, Rockets fans get as frustrated as they do. But winning that championship destroys a lot of the can't arguments. Like, oh, you can't win a championship playing like that. Well, you can't play that style of basketball and win a championship. Well, it shuts all that up, and all of a sudden it validates everything that James Harden does.
I mean, it completes, Harden will be one of the greatest players of all time, but to get into the hallowed ranks or even think about the top, you know, 25 or top 20 guys, since there's so many great players, this is something that he has to do. He has to win one championship being the best player on a team.
If he's not aesthetically pleasing to watch, getting a title means that that doesn't matter at all. And that's,
yes,
I think, that would be massive for him.
Totally agreed. And one of the things that kind of dogs Harden, not kind of, does dog Harden heading into the postseason is some of the playoff failures in the past. And you can think about it, whether it was Game 5 against the Warriors in 2015. And, you know, they would have
Portland.
Lost that series anyway. Portland.
Felt like he was tired that whole series.
Now, the weird thing is against Golden State in the first couple of games, he was unbelievable.
Awesome.
I mean, he was just sensational.
Yeah.
The famous Game 6, the infamous Game 6 against the San Antonio Spurs a couple of years ago. We had, you know, last year I thought he was fine, but just the efficiency is never quite there. There are always a lot of turnovers. Like that, the playoff performance has always dogged James Harden. If he wins a championship, if the Rockets win a championship, it does so much to complete his legacy.
That's why part of me wants, it's not that I don't want James Harden to win the MVP. It would just be such sweet symmetry if he didn't win the MVP, but then he destroyed the MVP winner in the playoffs.
Like
in the championship. Right, the same way Hakeem did when David Robinson won the MVP, but Hakeem was the better player by far in the playoffs and in that specific matchup. So there is a part of me that just kind of, I would like that for historical purposes. That you do it 25 years later in kind of the same fashion, and you earn that real respect when it matters. Because then it would also, like you said, Mike, it would also complete the argument against those people would say, well, he hasn't been great in the playoffs.
The three reasons why a Rockets championship would be one of the biggest in the history of the NBA. The first, it was what it would do for the legacy of James Harden. Chris Paul is one of the greatest point guards of all time. And man, if the Rockets win the championship, it's a similar thing to Harden, but it really fulfills what Chris Paul has been able to do in his career. Because, you know, Paul's been in these situations where, I mean, he was excellent in the postseason with the Pelicans. I mean, like standing toe-to-toe with Kobe Bryant in the playoffs, that level. But the teams were never even really close to competing for a championship level. You know, with the Clippers, it was weird because on paper, it looked like a perfect fit with CP3, with Blake, with DeAndre, with their respective skill sets. And yet, something always happened in the playoffs. Like, weird things would happen in the playoffs. Chris Paul is absolutely one of the greatest point guards in the history of the NBA. And a title, I think, maybe wouldn't do quite the same for Harden because he would be the second best player, but it would be massive for Chris Paul.
Well, and the biggest one, probably the gutsiest performance Chris Paul had was when they slugged it out with the Spurs and Chris Paul was really banged up. Was that wasn't a hamstring too, was it?
I think it might have been. And Chris Paul and That's a great point. Chris Paul, and that was the series before they played the Rockets.
Yeah.
Game seven in one of the most pressure-packed moments of his life, Chris Paul hit the game winner in Game 7 against San Antonio, a team that was the defending champion in 2015.
Yeah, and that's where the combination of Paul and Harden, and this being, I don't know, what would you think realistically? How many championship-caliber seasons does Chris Paul have left in him? I suppose if they manage him right, it's a few more. I just don't want to be like, I don't feel about Chris Paul the way I feel about Justin Verlander.
Well,
you think one Paul, because he's just going to start getting injured more and more?
Yeah, I just feel that as this continues to get his contract to a higher and higher point, it's going to be more difficult for them to surround him, Harden, with the necessary supporting cast to, I think, be on the same level as some of these other up and coming teams.
I mean, right now, it's safe to say, if I were to say, hey, the Rockets will have two more chances with Chris Paul to win a title after this, like the next 2 years. We would all sign for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at Chris Paul, and it's not even the injuries as much as, like, it's not when he's injured, it's how it does affect his game when he comes back.
Yes.
And it's like, he's not the guy that can just destroy people in ISO anymore.
Yes.
You know, like, you just don't look at him like...
Every now and then, but not a whole game, not a whole quarter.
Consistently,
even.
Yeah. Well, so that's where it makes me feel like it's one or two more years.
Well, this series will give us a better look at that as well, because, you know, I'm sure he'll be switched on to Rudy Gobert offensively a lot starting Sunday night in Game 1, and we'll see if he's able to kill Utah like he did in the playoffs last year, where he was just sensational, especially in Game number 5. The third reason why a Rockets championship this year would be one of the most meaningful in NBA history. The vindication of Mike D'Antoni. I love Mike D'Antoni. I was questioning the Rockets hiring Mike D'Antoni a couple years ago because he had done poorly in Los Angeles and New York before that, and I was thinking maybe they're picking him up on the downside. I was just worried. Mike D'Antoni has totally changed my mind on him as a coach. This guy is a really, really tremendous coach, and he does the thing as a coach that you always want your coach to do, which is make guys better. I mean, you can go on the internet and look at like giant images of how many players have had career years under Mike D'Antoni. That's all you can realistically ask for from a coach. And you look at some of the heartbreak that he's had in the postseason, specifically with the Suns against San Antonio. And obviously last year with Chris Paul going down. Mike D'Antoni isn't just a tremendous coach. Mike D'Antoni is more than that. He's a revolutionary coach. His tactics and what he has done as a basketball coach is something that has impacted the league basically from the last 10 years and moving forward. Mike D'Antoni sat in our studio a year and a half ago, and he told us when the Warriors won the first championship they won in 2015 that he was one of the happiest guys on the planet. He felt like that vindicated him. The offensive style they played with a couple of years ago, well, imagine if he is the one who's actually doing the winning. It makes him a Hall of Fame coach.
How's he going to recover from this stomach illness? This is a dicey situation.
True. I'm glad they have until Sunday night.
Has he lost weight? Is he going to be completely recuperated? I started to worry for a little bit there that this is a Carmelo Anthony quote-unquote illness. Like, you remember when Carmelo was ill for like a month and the Rockets were like, I don't know what you're not. Daryl Morey saying, I don't know what people are talking about. It's an illness is an illness. What the hell? Yeah, it was more than that. I got a little bit nervous, but, apparently it was genuinely just a stomach illness. So yeah, D'Antoni is, I think he grudgingly gets respect from people for revolutionizing the game, but again, he's, just that same conversation we had about Harden, like without playoffs. A championship attached to it and without the playoff success, people are never going to give you that complete stamp of approval.
I feel a title would erase the New York and LA years entirely from the records. I think you should just strike them. The big question that I have about him in the playoffs is how much of an impact is he going to have? Because I feel like he could have a big impact, but I also feel like at times when the Rockets sort of get into their habits, which is sometimes James Harden dribbling at the ball till the end of the shot clock, and just a lack of ball movement, some standing around, habits that they had going all the way back to the Kevin McHale years, even though a lot of these players are totally different from those years. This is going to be a big playoffs for Mike D'Antoni. He has to make sure that he's still in command of these guys out there.
You know, the only thing with D'Antoni, I can't give him an excuse on the Lakers because I feel like he should have known better than to accept that job in November of that season and given everything that was going through. Like, he could have... The Knicks, you couldn't foresee that coming. And you feel like he just got...
Well, now you could.
He got... Well, yeah. No, I mean, look at the insanity. They had all that stuff. And like, yeah, like you thought he could make it work with Carmelo. But man, you take that job in November to take on the Lakers and not see... Boy, that was really the beginning of the end for the Lakers, huh? The whole Mike Brown fiasco.
Yes.
And just them showing that's been since 2012. They've been bad like that since 2012, just correct. Not showing like they don't have a clue what they're doing organizationally.
When the Mavericks swept them, they died.
Correct.
And that's 2011, 2012. Was that 2012? Shoot, that was 2011.
2011 was the last time they made the playoffs.
Yeah. I was still in college.
Yeah. I mean, they got swept by the Mavs, went on to win the championship, and they have not been the same franchise since that series.
Haven't been in the same place. Right. Which is, again, why actually, I asked, like, why would a 22-year-old in the NBA right now even, like,
check
care
that.
About the Lakers other than that it's in LA?
The jerseys.
They made the playoffs, the team with Dwight and Kobe, but I think they got swept by San Antonio. But real quick, back to D'Antoni. He's got a lot of big decisions to make in the playoffs as far as playing time with these guys, the rotation, the decision between Nene and Fareed. You know, how much can we trust Daniel House, Gerald Green, Austin Rivers? They'll play those guys, but D'Antoni's one of these coaches who goes down to, like, you know, seven guys in the playoffs, and sometimes they kind of wear out.